Lawmakers are back for what could be a six-day week following new developments last week and two of the legislature's biggest decisions of this session, the state's Medicaid program and whether to approve $125 million in state investment in a steel mill in northeast Arkansas. Nathan Vandiver from our content partner KUAR has more.
Legislative leaders say this week they may be at the Capitol on Saturday. Reports indicate insistence from leaders that the threat of a long week is not an April Fool's joke, but an assessment of the amount of work the body has ahead of it before the session's April 19 deadline. Last week, lawmakers asked questions for 5.5 hours in a meeting regarding a billion-dollar steel mill project that would require state investment. This week, lawmakers have a full bill to consider regarding the Big River Steel project, which could bring over 500 jobs to the state. Also, a group of bills addressing the state's current Medicaid program are moving through the Capitol, and lawmakers continue to weigh the possibility of expanding health insurance for the state's working poor with federal money through the Affordable Care Act. A House committee last week advanced two key tax-cutting measures that the governor continues to say could be offset by accepting federal money for health insurance expansion. Many Republican legislators continue to voice skepticism regarding expanding health coverage, but have agreed it could create an offset for lost revenue due to tax cuts. These issues, proposed constitutional amendments, and the state budget are just part of the work left for lawmakers as they have a little more than 2 weeks to go. In Little Rock, I'm Nathan Vandiver.